Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. Memphis.
We want all this ball.
Yes, the super team.
Let's go. 92.9 FM ESPN, a radio.com sports station.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Discoverer AT Truck and SUV Tire with superior highway performance since 1914. Now available only at your Walmart Auto Care Center.
Attention, CDLA drivers. McLane in Memphis has immediate opportunities for Class A drivers. Average $70,000 annually with a $7,500 sign-on bonus, depending on experience. Drivers can count on generous benefits starting day one, along with a four-day work week. Don't wait. To learn more, visit driveformclaimmemphis.com. That's driveformclaimmemphis.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero turn and golf car needs.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's up your life.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamond engagement rings, all 20 to 40% off, and a free mini vacation with every $1,500 purchase. Refinancing all four locations and online at rijewelers.com.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The 6 on 92.9 FM ESPN with the Jason and John Show.
And it is a honor and privilege to be joined in studio for the first time by the Wave God fashion mogul, Drip Drip.
Man.
Wave God Supreme Bay. Welcome to the show, man.
I'm honored to be here, guys. I love being on you guys' show. Thank you.
Let's just let's go over a few things. You're in Memphis. What brings you back to Memphis this weekend?
I wanted to touch the people again. I haven't really been here in over a decade.
Wow!
And now I have a scholarship fund where we're sending students who can't afford to go to college but who are eligible to the University of Memphis tuition free. So I didn't feel comfortable doing that from abroad, you know. Now I live in Mexico, and I actually wanted to come and immerse myself in the city again and feel the energy, and also let people know what we're doing. Like, we're sending kids to school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I'm excited about that, and that's why I'm back.
What did it feel like being back up there? We saw the picture.
Yeah. So earlier today, I ran 7 miles. So I was in. It's like one of my rituals. I get up, and I run. I'm a runner. I still like to keep myself in great shape. So I ran to the campus from Midtown today.
And, I dig that.
And it was just like, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful feeling, being back on on campus, the home that Antonio Anderson built. I wanna make sure I send a birthday shout out to my brother Antonio Anderson.
100.
Congratulations, Antonio, for his head coaching job. I'm still pushing to get Antonio on the staff at Memphis. Hopefully, in the near future, Penny can do that. Congratulations, Penny, too. Number one class in the country.
How about that?
Yeah, for the first time. Even we didn't have the number one class in the country. So this is a monumental time for Memphis, and the tides are turning back in our favor.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, you were on campus. We mentioned that. That was the first time you've been back on campus in, you said, 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Like, what is going through your mind when you're back on campus? It's been that long.
Looks different, clearly.
It looks different, and nostalgia, of course, nostalgia. Yeah. I haven't touched a basketball at all in over 2 years. I haven't, like, shot a jump shot or anything in over 2 years. But being back on campus today, I told Raven, it made me want to hoop again. It made me kind of just want to get back in the gym. I walked past the Finch Center where we spent, you know, countless hours perfecting our craft. And it just gave me that itch to, you know, go pick up a basketball.
Brother, go and get in that Lori Walton facility, it's called now, and go and play.
Finch anymore?
My goodness.
Wow.
There is a $22 million facility. It's on South Campus. Y'all got to go as soon as you leave. And it's called the Lori Walton facility. It's the new Finch. It's the new one. It's 22, and they are in there, and you got James White. Brother, they are having the best pickup games in the world, and I'm sure they would love to have you if you'd feel the need to bring that jumper back out.
I might have to pop in there, but I have to train before I just walk in there. I'm not like, you know, I'm not naive like that. I know those guys are, you know,
got
at the top
in there.
Of their game. Yeah, so I don't want to go in there and embarrass myself, but I definitely felt that bug today.
Yeah, it's like we call it the White House because they have like pillars outside. Like it looks like a palace for real.
Oh, I gotta go check.
Yeah,
it out.
Yeah, you got
really
to.
One of the best in the country, man. Something to be proud of. You would be, I'm sure.
I'm definitely proud. I'm a Memphis Tiger.
You're gonna
forever.
See. I'm sure your picture's all through that thing. All the old days, you're gonna see. You gotta go.
Actually, I think you are. Did you ever like? I mean, I guess it's never intentional, right? But did you ever feel like you lost touch with Memphis?
Yeah, because I mean, once you leave college, like real life starts,
right?
I mean, immediately you don't really have any time on your hands to do anything but focus on being in the NBA and focus on your professional career. But not being back, of course you're gonna lose touch a little bit. Like I said, I haven't been back in 10 years. So much has happened since then. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much happens in a year, so imagine a decade going by.
Yeah,
and you know, you just feel like you've lost touch a little bit, and that's why I'm back, man. I wanna regain that trust within the community. I want them to know that even though I've been gone, nothing has changed. I still bleed blue forever.
Have you changed at all on your? You told us one time on the phone that the few times we've had you on that one of the reasons maybe, you know, if Memphis has wanted to retire your number, you made the point, well, I'd like all of our numbers retired.
Yeah.
If there's a way to do it. Are you still feel that way? I mean, the way you spoke about tone, I imagine you do, that
yes.
You want it to be all y'all.
Yes, because it's always been about team.
Yes.
I was a part of that team. So
I got you.
I understand that I was an All-American and I had a pretty good career, but I was standing on the shoulders of my teammates the whole time. And having my jersey retired is really not a big deal to me personally.
I got you.
It'll be a big deal if I was able to get all of our jerseys retired. But that doesn't mean that even I would like it if we could get our jerseys retired, but guys could still wear our numbers. Like, I still want people to wear 14. I want kids to wear 14. I want that to live on. Like, it's always about team.
I think there's a way you can recognize the team. You know what I mean? Like, that was a special. I mean, I know there's, like, some whatever, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's a way that the team could be recognized. You know what I mean? As
mm-hmm.
For what it meant to Memphis and the community.
Yeah. We are already, like, cemented into the culture. Memphis college basketball, we're cemented. 100%. Everybody is going to remember that 2008, 2009, that run that we had. Mm-hmm. But if it's a jersey retirement, I just would prefer for it to be all of us there, being recognized for what we accomplished instead of just me.
Yeah, you mentioned you ran 7 miles from campus to Midtown. Like, it ain't just the University of Memphis that's changed. Like, how much different has the city become? Like, since
it's developed like it should.
Yeah.
You know, like it should. I remember when I first got to campus, it wasn't as developed as it is now.
No doubt.
And I think we had a little bit to do with that. Like, I'm aware of the economy now. Like, I'm aware of the economics now. So I know that that four-year run that we had brought the economy up as well, not just for the campus, not just for the university. People were flying in to see the number one team in the country play. People were on Beale Street spending money. So we had a little bit to do with that.
When you were running 7 miles through the heart of Memphis, are people doing double takes and saying, man, I think that might be, or are you so in your zone in the 7 mile run that you don't even see what's going on around you? Because I imagine you were creating quite a scene running down the street.
Yeah, I can feel it. it a little bit.
Were there any car wrecks or anything?
No, no wrecks.
Did you have the grill in when you were running?
I did. Might,
wow.
Yeah. Like, I would have
wrecked. Can you? Is that removable or no?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But I was so locked in. When I'm running, I'm just locked in. I'm in the street. I'm trying not to get hit by cars. I was hoping that, you know, it was wet. It was a little rainy, too. I was just focused on not getting hit, not getting sized.
Everything you do, you lock in.
That's you. Gotta lock in with most things, but most of the time.
I've always wanted this, and I hope you won't mind. I hope I'm not asking too personal questions.
Never.
But you and Raven, who is with us here, by the way, the story of you all meeting and the courtship and all, man, I would love to know from both of you guys, but definitely from you, was it love at first sight? Brother, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, y'all, this has been a love thing for a while now. I'd love to hear about how it started.
Well...
It's two different stories.
Let's get her on the mic.
It's like Martin. Do y'all remember that Martin episode where Martin and Gina were talking about how they first met and they all had different stories?
Yeah.
That's how this is. But I'm gonna let
Ray talk about it. We got a mic over here for you. We're ready for you.
Please come around. I remember when I was covering it at the Helms, but then when Ray was playing. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know how
we can compare
good
notes.
Of a player was Raven.
She was cold.
He's never seen me play. Well, other than we've played 2-on-2 at a gym in Milwaukee 10 years ago. We played 2-on-2. He was working out, and it was two, like, high school kids in the gym. So him and I played 2-on-2 versus these two kids. And, of course, he taking his time. He chilling, shooting jumpers. I'm going hard, talking noise. But that's the only time he's really, like, seen
so
me.
So he never saw you play?
No, I'm 4 years older than him.
That's it.
So when he was graduating high school, I was graduating from the University of Memphis.
Yep.
Right.
So tell me about the...
So, yeah.
This... Yeah, the two different stories.
Right. So, again, I mentioned I'm older than him, right? Mm-hmm. So when we met, he was 20 years old. I was 24 years old.
Mm.
So we met, I guess, informally, like just in passing at the time, you know, knowing who each other were just because we were both former. I mean, I was a former athlete. So he knew, you know, like I knew who she was. And then one magical night in 2007, this 20-year-old guy was in Senses Nightclub.
I remember Senses.
Yes, we were in Senses Nightclub. So at the time, being 20, right, not even legal, right? He's 20, not even 21. So we were in Senses that night, me and my friends and my sister. And at that time, it was my first time going. It had been months since I'd gone out. So this time I was like, I'm going to have the time of my life. It's been months. It's going to be a great night.
Okay.
So that night in 2007, it was packed in there. It was March. So it was like during their conference tournament, right? So it was during that time. They in Senses. But anyway.
I love it.
Right? So they were in there.
Oh, wow, man.
DCTG,
right,
baby.
Right? So they were, having a good time. And... you know, the drinks were flowing for me. I don't know about him, but we kind of, like...
Locked eyes
in a way. But it could have been more, like, tipsy, drunken eyes for me. But anyway, So that was the night where it was just... we talked and we flirted, and I talked mad noise to him because I'm like, you're a baby, you're 20, like, you can't even buy me a drink because you're a babe, I'm 24. So it really started that way. It was just, I thought he was a cutie, you know, but I still was like, oh, but you're a baby, like, you're young, like, I'm a graduate at this point, right? So anyway, that was then, and we had a good night. We just, like, flirted and stuff, and then, you know, he went on to, like, win the championship. Yeah. And then, I mean, that was in. So then we Facebooked each other. That's when Facebook was, like, the main form of social media. And he was like, I don't really be on Facebook like that, which is true. He you know, and so he gave me his phone numbers. He had two. And yeah, that the rest is, I guess, kind of history after that. It was like it started that night, though. Let him tell it, though. He'll tell you she was all over me.
I can tell by the look on his face.
Boy, I'm going to get
a different story.
Right, so that's kind of how it was. It started out, though, as, like, you know, here's a guy who's cute, but he's young, and there's really nothing I can do with him. As this old 24-year-old girl, yeah. You know, I'm just too old for him. And then, you know, the more that we talked, I immediately saw, once we did get on the phone, like, oh, he's an old soul. Like, he'd been here before. And so I was immediately intrigued, because I'm like, you 20, but you talk like you 45. Like, what is this? So, yeah, it started off like, I mean, it was just, I was intrigued. The more we talked, the more I wanted to know more. And the more I wanted, like, tell me more. And so.
That's what a that's beautiful accurate. Story. Yeah, that's accurate. I'm going to roll with that.
Yeah. But
she was all over me, though. She definitely was, though. Definitely. But she is supposed to be.
Senses Nightclub. That's a rare success story from Senses, I would imagine.
We passed it. Well, the old Senses we saw last night, we were trying to show our kids, like, look, y'all, this is where mommy and dad met. And they didn't care. Yeah. But
what
but
is that like? Y'all as parents. I've watched a little bit on YouTube. So it looks awesome.
So fun.
Like, y'all's family looks awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's...
You learn more about yourself as a parent almost than you do before you have kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes you even more focused.
Yes, sir.
You develop more of a patience, and you have a different type of love for your children that you just can't explain. It's like they're your children. You want them to be happy at all costs, but you also want to do a great job as a parent. You want to make sure that you're raising them the proper way. And we're still learning as parents. I was so young when I had my daughter, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I love being a young parent. I love boxing with Vito. I love it. It's fun. But you can still be a rock star too. Like, you can still have fun. You can still travel. You can still do the things that you were doing. That doesn't mean life slows down. You just have to prioritize now for your children.
There you go. There you go. He does sound like an old soul, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sound like an old, been a parent a long time.
You mentioned it at the beginning. You guys moved to Mexico.
Yes, sir.
There are people in Memphis right now who are listening like, what? Mexico? Mm-hmm. Why Mexico? Why is that the move?
Well, San Miguel is recognized as one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And we just stumbled across it. Like, that's how we operate. We don't commit to one place. Like, I can't be somewhere for a long time. I want to be able to see the world. I want to be able to live everywhere. I want to be able to experience different places in the world. And when we were looking for a place to move, that was just our best option. And we moved blindly. Like, when we moved to Arizona, it was a blind move. We didn't go visit Arizona. That was our first time being in Scottsdale. And that's the same thing we did with San Miguel. We seen the pictures and we saw the house.
That's living.
And we
right there.
Uprooted
just
and left.
Didn't even see the house. And that is how we operate. It's kind of like we get kind of cabin fever. It's like, you know what? We're ready for a change of scenery. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go on the internet and then we'll look. And it's like we'll fall in love with the house and then hope that the rest take care of itself. And luckily, that's exactly what happened. It was like we found a dope spot in San Miguel.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, let's Google about the city. And then all these articles come up about this is the number one city in the world. And we're like, it's meant to be.
You got a hot tub in that thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I see you post about that on Instagram. You're in that hot tub all the time.
Man, I run 7 miles. I got to recover, man.
That's a long way from long way from living in New Jersey, like your second year in the league, and having, didn't you have like two Bengal cats in your condo and they were tearing everything up?
Yeah. And that's why I don't have them anymore.
Well, you got a stray cat, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, really, now I do. Yeah,
we adopted her.
Mm-hmm. And it was really for my daughter. My daughter really wanted a cat. And we had two cats. One of them, we adopted two cats. I don't know where the other one went. He didn't like being a house cat, so.
We think he ran off. And we lived in Arizona near the mountains. So we think he just wanted to go into the wild blue yonder mm-hmm. and be free. And so yeah. we had to, like, tell the kids that, like, you know, we think Slick Rick really didn't want to be domesticated. We think he wanted his name. He had one eye. That's what
yeah.
we told
okay,
him.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense then.
So, yeah, he had Slick Rick. So, mm-hmm. yeah. They ask about him still now. We're like, yeah, we think he just wanted to be free. So.
That's what it was.
Is there anyone in basketball, anybody, a sport that you've clearly moved on from that makes Supreme Bay, even you, Raven, stop and watch? I get the feeling that life follows y'all. Like, y'all go. But is there? Do you stop? Well, the finals, are you, yeah. you know? Do you still pay attention, or did you stop and watch?
Absolutely, okay. because I'm in the sports agent world.
Yep, that's
you
right.
You know,
that's right.
I'm part owner of Trap Sports. So right now, I'm studying for my exam to become a certified agent.
Big bet.
So I'm quiet, but I watch basketball from high school, college, to the pros. I'm still a basketball head. I'm still a basketball fan. I love everything about the game. I even go back and watch old Jordan highlights, Magic highlights. I just don't watch highlights of myself. But I'm scouting right now.
Like, you told us that last time that you got your eye on guys already.
Yeah. I can't say their names, right. but...
Oh, we know who they are.
Yeah.
yeah, so, we know a couple of them.
By next year, you guys will definitely know.
Yeah, so do you think the fact that you play basketball and you've seen the highs, you've seen the lows, like you've done it at all levels, mm-hmm. that's something that's going to separate you as an agent? I feel like
Absolutely.
That's the whole thinking behind it.
Absolutely. Can your agent beat you one-on-one?
Mm.
I can still play, but also I can watch film with my clients. You know, I can tell them certain things that other agents can't who never yeah. played. Like, you know, I seen you take a play off right there. Why didn't you hedge on the, uh-huh. that pick and roll, you know,
I
understand the language that most agents don't. And I'm still young, and we still have a lot in common. Like, I have the same thing on my iPod as my possible client. So that being so relatable and being so young and still being someone that's relevant to those guys is going to separate me. That's the whole point. That was the whole point. I wanted to be an agent, but I didn't want to just dive in it without any experience because I respect the current agents. They've been putting in work for years, so yeah. that's why I'm focused on this exam. I really want to pass it with flying colors so I can enter the agency world the proper way.
Does it rub you the wrong way when people sit and try to figure you out? I've read tons of stories where you even vocalize. You say, I know they're trying to figure me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it. You know, I'm thinking differently than they are.
Yeah.
But when folks are trying to put you in the box and try, it seems like does it frustrate you?
Yeah, I'm human. So any human who reads something that's not true about them, especially in a negative light, it's going to rub you the wrong way, but I've learned how to deal with it. I've learned that when you do things that are outside of the norm, criticism is going to follow, and that's just a part of the game. Also, when you're pioneering, like mm-hmm. I retired, I changed my name, like yeah. Muhammad Ali,
yeah.
people want to put you in a box and categorize you like, yeah. oh, he's lost his mind, he's crazy,
yeah.
which is true. You know, all of the crazy people change the world. And change things and just change the paradigm of what the norm is. So I understand I'm in that light too. And I have to know that what comes with that
yep.
is criticism and being misunderstood. And that's fine. That's fine with me.
Raven, I'd like to ask you something because I would imagine, you know, to be along for the ride
yes.
in the way that you are, I mean, you were there through the basketball years, it must require an unbelievable belief in your husband, right? Because,
absolutely.
I mean, it is a drastic change when
absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I say this all the time to him, too, is that I would always bet it all on him. And that's just because his track record has shown that when he says he's going to do something, he always follows through.
Yeah.
And that's with our family, with anything. Like, he is a man of his word. So if an idea seems crazy or far-fetched to the normal person, it's like, no, I've seen the work. I believe you. What you got? I'm here. Let's do it. You know? So I literally will always bet it all on him. Always. Like, it's like, you know, if he, and again, he's one of the smartest people I've ever met. So I'm not following a dummy here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. this guy, he puts in the work. Like he mentioned, you know, being an agent.
Yeah.
What's going to also separate him is that he really is a student of the game.
No doubt.
He really understands the game of basketball. Like, he's not just a former player that did good and has some highlights. It's like, no, when he was a player, he was really studying film for hours. Like, he was really, you know, studying, like, plays, and he knows every position. So, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, it's been such a ride, you know, because, I mean, as he's grown, I've grown, we've grown together. It's been tremendous. So, yeah, I mean, it's been easy, though, because, again, his track record has shown that, you know, if he says I'm going to do something, mm-hmm. there's going to be follow through, and then there's going to be success behind it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes it so much easier for me, honestly. It does, yeah.
I get the sense, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but just looking at the smile that came across your face when you talked about putting kids in college, when we talk about purpose, and for the two of you, mm-hmm. because you're essentially one now. It seems like, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to feel it where you're coming from, that it's just to make everywhere you go a better place.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's kids getting into college or whatever, improving a situation for a guy as his agent, that's what you're on. I'm trying to figure, am I close? Is that it? Is it just making it the world a better place?
Yeah, in a sense. In a sense, and using your platform once you get it is important, and you have to really take that seriously.
I'm with you more than you know.
Once I announced that I was going to have a scholarship fund, and it was designed for Memphis students only, people in Detroit were like, come on, what are you going to do for Detroit?
Right.
But they don't understand it's steps that you have to take, and there's no better first step to take than in Memphis, because I can come in here and have this platform. I'm so thankful that you guys gave me this platform to talk about this. And in Detroit, I don't necessarily have this platform, even though I'm from there. So it's just strategically doing your part with your platform. And that's why it's hard for me to, like, talk about myself and make it about me, because that's not the type of charity that I'm trying to do. Like, it's really for a kid who is just like me from the inner city, who wasn't blessed with height and talent to be able to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't play basketball, we didn't have money saved up to get a scholarship to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I was blessed with height, talent, and a work ethic to be able to get one. But thinking about all of my friends who couldn't get where I got and who are still stuck in those opportunities weren't there for them, it affected their whole life. I mean, it still affects them. So one opportunity can change the whole trajectory of a kid's life. So, I mean, I just look at it as something as simple as using my platform in the right way.
Yeah.
That's it.
And can people go on the website to apply? Like, what's the best way for any kind of candidate for that to apply?
Yeah, so you definitely would visit our website, www.cdrsupremedream.org. And yes. it's a simple application process. You kind of fill out, you know, why you want to go to the University of Memphis, the reasons behind it, and it explains everything there on the website. Everything's right there. Like you said, that's basically what we're going to do, because we know when people graduate college, the first thing that they're hit with are the loans that they have to pay back, right? It's like, okay,
exactly.
We just went to school, now pay us all these 40 grand.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're like, if we're in a position to try to help somebody, you know, start off their first, you know, career, you know, debt-free, like, mm-hmm. oh, that would be awesome. Because, again, that's what we did. My sisters and I were lucky enough to, we got basketball scholarships. Our parents couldn't otherwise afford to send three of us to college, you know, that's a lot of money. So, mm-hmm. so yeah, it's like, however we can help, we want to do it. Like, that's definitely, that's our goal. And we feel like, you know, if we're going to do it, let's try to do it in a big way, you know? Let's really try to do it.
Y'all are on one, and it's an important one.
Yeah.
That's on. Yeah. That's what I'm feeling.
And Memphis made CDR popular. Like, I'm aware of that. Yeah. I wasn't CDR until I got to Memphis.
Yeah.
I was other nicknames, but CDR became popular once I got here.
Yeah.
And that nickname has followed me for the rest of my life. So I understand, like, a big part of my success or popularity is because of this city. So that's why we're back.
You know, Memphis loves you back for that.
Yeah, we're going to send, look, we're sending kids to school. We guarantee that. We're going to send kids to school annually.
Yeah. Well,
no matter what. Like, we're going to send kids to school.
And we've already had, like, so many applicants, too. So it's been great. It's been a lot of local Memphis people. They've been applying and telling their story. And a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of the majority, they want to stay home. They want to stay in Memphis. They want to be close to their family. They want to provide for their family. Yep. They want their, a lot of these are first-generational people to go to college. So, again, all the stories are great, man. And it's like, it's going to be so difficult to really choose, you know, one person, which is why we want to grow. So we can, you know, be able to grow and send multiple people to school every year. You know, for our first goal, we, it's like, if we can send one, it's like, oh, man, we're in there. But our goal is to send dozens, you know, because, again, it's so many applicants, and it's like, how are we going to choose? And we have a board, of course, to determine, but it's great stories. And you see that the big takeaway, though, is that a lot of students here, they love their city. They love their family. They don't want to go too far. They love the University of Memphis.
Yep.
They love the tradition that has been built. They love, you know, they want to bleed that blue. So, we're just happy that we can provide an avenue for that. And, you know, we're hoping that it grows and grows.
It will.
And becomes a great thing here for the city. So.
Yeah, it's admirable. Real quick, I don't want to let you out of here just like
I'm
that
here.
Fast now.
I'm
man.
Here. I'm here.
Because, you know, you've done it at Memphis and you've been on amazing teams. You know, they have the number one recruiting class, and it's it's a 7-man class.
Mm-hmm.
And all these guys are young and they want to get to the league and they want to do it as fast as possible. So how is Penny going to be able to, you know, what's it going to take to be able to manage that and to harness it and to get it to buy in for the greater good?
Well, one thing we know that Penny can recruit. He can recruit. Look how quickly he got the number one class. So that's the most important part of coaching in college. You have to be able to draw top talent to your college. So that's a part of coaching. I don't think people understand that. That is a major part of coaching. Can you lure top talent? Now, he has them on campus. Now, this is Penny's challenge. Now he has to coach them and create a chemistry that works and makes it a winning tradition.
Yeah.
That's what Cal did. And it took a while, though.
Right.
Like, Cal didn't do that in his first year, second year. It takes a while to be able to mold talent and get them all to buy in to create that winning tradition.
Right.
So we have to see. Like, we all have to see. I believe in Penny, though. Like I said the last time I was on the show, Penny is going to take this. I said it right?
Yeah.
Penny is going to take this back to how it used to feel. He's already restoring the feeling. Now he has to prove to himself, which I believe he can do, that he can coach this talent.
Right.
And not just coach them on the court. You have to coach them mentally, too.
Right. No doubt.
You have to coach each of these high top prospects into their role. That's the tough part.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm not a coach. Like, coaching personalities is different when it's a bunch of talent.
Right.
They all have this idea of making it to the NBA, going pro. And it's different now with social media because social media makes it even more of a popularity contest.
No doubt.
Who can get where, who gets the most likes, who has the most followers. So Penny is going to have to coach his ass off, but I believe he can do it, though. Yeah. I believe in this coaching staff.
And y'all had to earn your scars, too.
Absolutely.
Like, that was another thing. It's like, I mean, you didn't come in necessarily as freshmen. I mean, they have the fourth best odds to win the national championship. I mean, you guys had to build.
Work to that spot.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing, I think, that by the time that D. Rose enrolled, like, y'all were ready. Like, y'all were ready made, you know, situation.
Yeah. D. Rose was, like, that final piece. He was that final piece. We already were, like, putting in that work. We were going to Elite Eights. But when I recruited Derek, I knew that he was that piece that was going to take us to that championship, that Final Four, because we could never break that. We were going to Elite Eights, but we couldn't get to that Final Four. And Believe it or not, freshman talent can get you to a Final Four. It's just about talent. The beauty of having a freshman who has not played any college basketball is he has a confidence that you can't really teach. He's already a top prospect. He believes that he's just going to come into college and do the same. So that confidence is rare. Once you get in college and you're there for a couple years, a lot of guys' confidence goes down. So if they have these top recruiting classes like Kentucky and Duke, it's a reason that these programs are always in the Final Four in a national championship game with freshmen. Freshmen can make it happen.
Real quick, do you mind? I got one more. One more, and if you don't mind,
I'm here.
Raven, you don't mind, because it feels like time is going, you know, maybe that's a side effect of you. Like, you come in the time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think it's so important just listening to y'all, because maybe you don't even meet Raven, there's no senses that night.
Mm-hmm.
When you decided to pick Memphis, to come here, do you remember that decision?
Yep.
What was in your mind that night, and what put Memphis, or was it Cal saying, come? What put it over the top? The decision.
It's the first time I've told this story. I was verbally committed to Arizona.
Stop.
Yep.
Stop.
I was verbally committed to Arizona. Josh Pastner.
Stop.
Listen.
No.
Please tell me.
Listen.
The story. Yes.
Josh Pastner called me 8 to 10 times a day before I committed.
Josh killed it.
He was the most relentless.
He was, we know.
Recruiter.
He wants to bring you up. He won't.
Lou Dosen came to my. I lived in like one of the toughest parts of Detroit, 30th and McGraw, West Side Detroit. And Lou Dosen came to my home, and when Lou Dosen came, I fell asleep. Yeah.
While he was talking.
While he was talking, he was in my living
room.
That
was so disrespectful.
And I fell asleep. Hey, this is why.
Happened. Don't get me wrong.
And this, you fell asleep.
Thank God it happened.
Was in the
this,
living room.
And this what led me to Memphis. I realized that he was internet recruiting me. Josh Pastner wasn't, but Lou Dosen didn't know my game. He didn't know my game. So when he was talking, it was boring. That's just the truth. He did not know my game, and I recognized that like 30 minutes into my home visit. But I was still verbally committed because Josh Pastner and the prestige of being at Arizona. So one night, it was late night, Coach Cal called my cell phone, and he was like, "All right, is your recruiting still open?" And I was thinking about like how I fell asleep on Lou Dosen. But I was still verbally committed.
Right.
And I told Cal, yeah, because I didn't sign any paper. I was verbally committed. So Cal and Derek Kellogg come to my home. And I had like 8 guys on the porch. And these are like gangsters, you know?
Cal wasn't scared. He never was, right? He come right on.
Lou Dosen was scared, though.
I bet.
And that was the point. I wanted to show them who I really was. Like, this is who I am. These are my people. This is what we look like, too.
Yes, sir.
Cal came, gave everybody high fives, and that was impressive to me. And then when he came in my home, he hung his own coat up. That was impressive to me. And then he was telling me things that other coaches weren't telling me, like, you're going to go to Memphis and be a man. Everybody else was promising me things, some legal, you know, some not.
Sure.
I wasn't in it for that.
Gotcha.
I wanted to be the best player I could be, and I wanted to earn my stripes.
Wow.
And that's what Cal was telling me. Like, we're not going to promise you a starting spot.
Yeah.
But you can come in and earn your keep. And also, Cal was just more relatable to us, like Penny is to this class. They can go YouTube Penny's highlights and be like, yeah, we like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And same thing with Cal. I remember him going to bat for his players like Marcus Camby and DeJuan Wagner. It was certain things that make you a great coach, and it doesn't necessarily have everything to do with on court.
What you're doing on court.
So that's how I ended up in Memphis.
This is the best story of all time.
That's how I ended up in Memphis, and I committed to Memphis without ever visiting.
Wow.
I never visited. The first time I was in Memphis was after I committed.
My mind is blown right now.
And wait. So
Like, empty the clip. Like, yeah. let's just, we're here.
Yeah. Know? So, look, I was still verbally committed
right.
to Arizona. And I was also verbally committed to Memphis at the same time.
Mm. You forgot to decommit from Arizona?
Exactly. So Josh Pastner called me. He didn't know that I committed to Memphis, right?
Poor Josh.
So I had to break the news to him. Like, I'm decommitting from Arizona. This is important for the history of Memphis.
It is.
I decommitted from Arizona, this prestigious university with Lou Dosen, Damon Stoudemire, all these names. And I came to Memphis with the railroad tracks in the middle of the campus, considered a mid-major, because that's what my heart led me to do. And look what happened. Look what happened.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Look what happened.
Look at y'all now.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't know how I'm supposed to do the rest of the show now.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be hard to, like, talk about
anything
else.
We got stories, man.
Like, I mean, falling asleep on Lute Olsen.
He was boring as hell.
Lute slept on you. Mm-hmm. That man was...
Yeah. He wasn't. I mean,
hey, that's thank a promo. God that's a promo, Brad. We got to get that one for the next promo. He was boring as hell.
He was boring as hell. With all due respect, and that's a lesson for any coach or anybody in any profession. You have to do your research.
Yeah.
I wasn't just like another kid, just enamored with the University of Arizona. Right. I wanted to go to somewhere where I felt like they understood me and that I could feel comfortable at. I felt once Lute didn't understand my game, I could have possibly been walking into, like, a death trap.
No doubt.
And got lost in the sauce just because I wanted to go to a school that had a big name. And that's what's happening now. Like, kids are going to mid-majors where they can play. It's not just about the university or the prestige of it.
Absolutely legendary. How long are y'all in Memphis for?
Till Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Might see y'all.
Oh, you wow.
Might see, you might see Bay out here running.
I wanted to
Midtown.
Hoop. I mean, I'm not going to hoop this trip.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to hoop. A lot of people think I don't, you know, they don't
Bro,
think I have it still.
Lord,
I have an alumni league just to kind of get your feet wet again. Right?
Okay.
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, so I think.
I'm still nice, though.
It would be
I'm still nice.
We could get you out there. We play on Tuesday nights.
Where at?
ECS High School. You know, so we can get you
Bro,
out there.
I think there's another level of game, maybe.
I mean,
Maury Walton is beckoning y'all right now to come home right now. There's a lot going on that you need to go see.
I'm going
to
check it out.
You might want to bounce that thing in.
Definitely.
You definitely
need to shoot a jumper in there, for sure.
For sure.
Thank
Supreme
y'all.
Raven, this was amazing.
It was amazing.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. The website, one more time, for the scholarship?
Oh, it's www.cdrsupremedream.org. And also, originally we came to Memphis this weekend to have a poker event, right? And just due to the weather and so many other things, we actually are postponing that.
Gotcha.
Right. And so we actually will be back.
Well, that's a good thing.
In July. Yeah. So my sister, who is very much part of putting all this together, she's trying to organize the dates right now. But we're definitely going to try to come back within the month where it's not raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
And we can do more promotion and get more applicants to, you know, to apply. And then we will be back. So, again,
very cool.
We wanted this to be like our starting footprint. And coming back to Memphis and getting familiar again and, like, looking at our old stomping grounds and then, again, trying to build from there. So we will be back. Right now it's going to be probably the middle of July that we'll have our poker event where we can, you know, continue to raise money.
Well, I hope y'all know and always feel that you always have a platform here.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We
appreciate
really
y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
you.
Coming up next on The Six.
If John Calipari wants you to like him, like, if he cares about that, like, if he says, I need this person to like me, you will like him because he's incredibly charismatic and fascinating in a one-on-one setting.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get us on Facebook, facebook.com/92.9ESPN.
Because it is indeed LeBron James, that human being is more worried about his image and his presentation than anyone.
He showed up at a game with a glass of wine.
It was a thermos of wine. It was like a tailgating, back to my point about him transitioning into a sorority chick. Like, that's what you would see in the Grove.
Let's put a finer point on it. Should he be mocked for this? You clearly are doing it. You're calling him a sorority girl.
Yes!
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Well, that's what you got to do when you don't have a gun, when you're on armed security.
Yeah, you'd rather just deploy the stare.
Yeah, call the lieutenant.
What was the code of the walkie-talkie for the lieutenant, man?
911, fool. Emergency. We got to get over here. We got an issue at the back gate. Back gate was unlocked all night long. We might have a problem over here.
That's what you said?
Yeah, brother. I'm not a real Memphian, fool.
911.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, back to The Six with the Jason and John Show.
He, of course, is the host of the Gary Parrish Show. You can hear him 4 to 6 right here on 89.9 FM ESPN. And he joins us now. GP, what up?
What's up with it? You okay?
So, I don't know if you were listening, but Supreme Bay told a story. I don't know if you know this, but he was committed to Arizona. He actually committed to Arizona, and of all people, Josh Pastner. He said Josh Pastner was relentless. He's the most relentless recruiter he's ever been around, and he committed to Josh Pastner. But Lute Olson came to his house one day, and he came into his living room, and he was talking to Supreme, and he fell asleep. He fell asleep on Lute Olson in his living room, and that is when he decided that he was not right for Arizona. Did you know this?
I don't remember. I was listening to him tell the story. It was a great story. I was the beat writer during that time, and yet I don't really have a recollection of him ever being committed to Arizona. I'm not debating it or denying it. I just don't remember that part of the story. I did remember that he committed without ever visiting Memphis. And, I remember all of that stuff, but I didn't remember the Arizona aspect of his recruitment at all. That was all, it wasn't new to me, because I'm sure if I was covering it back then, I was very aware of it. But I didn't recall that. If you'd have asked me yesterday, who was Chris Douglas Roberts committed to before he committed to Memphis, I would have said I don't have any idea.
Gary, what was it about what is it? Because it's happening now. What is it about Cal, right, where he can just go into the, just kind of like the story he told, go into the roughest parts of town, right, go hang up his coat in your house? Like, it what is it about him that, because so many coaches, right, they're not going to go down through the hood and they're not going to be that comfortable in those situations. Is it because he's been in so many of them? It's because he grew up like that? Like, what is it about Cal that gets that done like that?
Well, first and foremost, I just think he's an incredible people person.
That's it.
Like, Cal is not only comfortable in that setting.
Anywhere.
He's comfortable anywhere.
That's it.
Like, he could be in a room full of billionaires.
Yep.
and be very, very comfortable. He has a unique ability to connect with people from any and all backgrounds. And I think he learned early on that being the white coach who is cool to minority kids and the people around them can really help him. And that's why he's always sided with the player. You've never heard about him trying to block a transfer.
Right.
You've never heard about him. He's constantly talking about how I want you to leave school to go be a millionaire.
Right.
Like he sort of coined this phrase a long time ago that he's used over and over again. Like, we'll sit down at the end of the season and then we'll figure out what it is best for you. And, you know, then he'll tell somebody, as he tells the story, if you want to do what's best for my family, come back to school. If you want to do what's best for your family, go to the NBA now. And I think that it has resonated, you know, in an industry where coaches forever were looking out for themselves. He sort of decided, I'm going to be the guy who presents myself as I'm looking out for you. And whatever, however I benefit from all of this, that's fine. But ultimately, I'm trying to change your life. My life's good enough. And it's resonated in ways that's made him a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And I'm sure how many of us can do that, to your point, going to that millionaire, that boardroom, right, and all of them. You're comfortable everywhere, Gary. That's it. That is a skill that I'm not sure how many of us have, where we're comfortable in any place we are.
Right. And he's all, for as long as I can remember, he's been that way. I can't overstate, and this is nothing new, but I can't overstate how great of a communicator he is and how convincing of a talker he is. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always said this. If John Calipari wants you to like him, like if he cares about that, like if he says, I need this person to like me, you will like him because he's incredibly charismatic and fascinating in a one-on-one setting, and also convincing. Like, I don't think, obviously I've never been in an in-home visit with John, but I can imagine how good he is in that setting, and I can imagine how convincing he is in that setting, and it's no surprise to me that he's widely regarded as one of the best, if not the best recruiters in the history of the sport, because he's very, very good.
What about Luke, though? I mean, he said he fell asleep during the in-home visit. That's a tough one.
Now, is the story, because I didn't hear that part of it, is the story that Luke fell asleep or CDR
No, CDR fell asleep.
Yeah, that's tough. You know,
while Luke is talking, that's rough.
If I were a coach who flew all the way to Detroit and then got to the living room and I can't even keep the young man awake, I would take that as a bad sign, one way or the other. It's either a bad sign because this young person can't stay awake with a Hall of Fame coach sitting in front of him. What kind of life is he living? Or, oh, my God, I can't even hold this young person's interest. How am I supposed to convince him to move across the country to Tucson, Arizona? Either way, I would have walked out of that house if I were Lute Olson thinking this is probably not going to work out for one reason or another.
Gary, you covered him. You just talked about it. Did you sense CDR, now Supreme Bay, obviously, did you sense he was a little that he was different than maybe other guys you'd covered just in terms of his interest and what he talked about? Was he different then?
I always found him interesting, mm-hmm. and I did. I heard Raven talking about, you know, and I knew her back then, too.
I remember.
I knew both of them when they were kids. And so it's awesome to see them now, like, raising a family and by all accounts doing well. I mean, that's all you ever want when you when you meet these people when they're so young is that you know where they came from, and you hope that they can use this natural or developed ability that has opened some doors for them. You hope that they can use that to raise their kids in a way that they probably weren't put in a position to be raised. And by all accounts, that's what Supreme Bay and Raven have been able to. It's just it's a nice story.
I like it.
But to your point, I always liked him. You know, like of that group of guys, there were some of them that were difficult that they were fine basketball players, but I didn't really have much affection for them. And then there were some guys that I really liked a lot. And Antonio Anderson is one that I really liked a lot. Sean Williams is one that I really liked a lot.
Yep.
And CDR is one that I really liked a lot.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show Monday morning at 11 on 92.9 FM ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station. Jason and John.
I wanted the city to be happy again. I wanted the school to be back on top. That's what drives me, not trying to prove people wrong. I mean, I just internally, I'll take the challenge.
Yes, sir.
And try to do that on my own personally. But the biggest part of this is people coming up to me telling me thank you, the entire city being excited again. I love that for our city.
That's the mayor of Memphis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the most popular man in the city.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger with your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app. Gift cards make a great present for dad, and Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and the twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got 2 locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, the Dantones. On Saturday, Adam Hart and the Heart of Memphis Band.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand, so you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, the catcher number 2. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Who do you love?
The meat genius at Papa John's, who decided to put their barbecue meats and pizza together.
Yeah, who do you love?
I told you, the genius who made barbecue meats pizza and barbecue chicken and bacon pizza. Just $12 each for a large.
Yeah, who do you love?
Okay, settle down. Fall in love for yourself with our barbecue pies. Just $12 each for a large. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short-sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.